Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I'm glad you've joined me tonight. This is a great night to listen to some great old traditional African-American gospel music. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend to tune in. Gospel Gold is not just another music program. It is a program dedicated to the preservation and the history of traditional African-American gospel music. That is what we are about. We believe that all the music that we have produced here on these American shores have come from the experiences that our people have gone through and the obstacles they have overcome over the years. When our first ancestors landed upon these American shores, they brought with them their rhythm, the African rhythm. And of all the greatest gifts that Africa has given to the world, one of them is religion with rhythm. It is work songs and field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spirituals, by extension, gospel, blues, jazz, rock and roll, rap, all of the music that we have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. Gospel music is a shining beacon of hope, fantastic journey of joy divine, reaches down in the deep heart of God's chosen people, gives them understanding and mastery, gives them a sense of pride and understanding and hope, knowing that God will continue to lead them on. That's what we're about here at Gospel Gold: the preservation, the history, and the tradition of traditional African-American gospel music. We invite you to go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Go there and be a part of the Gospel Gold community. There you will find the link each week for the Gospel Gold program. You'll find also there some of the music that we play here on Gospel Gold. You'll find articles on various gospel artists. There we can stay in touch with one another. It's the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Like the page, become a part of the community. There you can stay in touch with us, and we can stay in touch with you. You can also email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. If you'd like to speak to us in the studio tonight, our area code is 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. Gospel Gold is supported in part by Faith That Lives Ministry. You too can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. Our Cash App is Gospel Gold with the two G's are capital. Gospel Gold, one word, the two G's are capital. Of course, with the Cash App, there is a dollar sign before the name. We thank you for joining us tonight. We thank you for all the encouragement that we have received concerning the program. Many of you were commented on the program Roll Jordan Roll. That was a program where we featured the Jubilee style of gospel, the Jubilee style of gospel. If you have a chance, go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page and find the program called Roll Jordan Roll. We featured the Jubilee style of gospel. We've received many accolades concerning that program. I talked to a young man whose father was very active in the Jubilee style singing back in the 50s and 60s. So I thank all of you who have said that you enjoyed that program. We pray that you will continue to listen to Gospel Gold and tell others about the program. We're here every Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As we start our program, we always like to start off with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. Thank you, God, for this medium. We pray, God, that something be played here tonight or something be said here tonight will encourage your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I'm going to play something, and I'm going to come back with our topic for tonight. Have not guessed it, our topic tonight is quartet night. This is one of my fun nights. I enjoy quartet night. Every so often we take the time just to listen to some of the old quartets, and we talk about them, and we talk a little bit about their history. We have done many programs on quartets. We did one on the Sensational Nightingales not too long ago. There's a program called Standing in the Judgment. That was a program where we featured the Sensational Nightingales. You can find that on the Gospel Gold Facebook page. We did another program where we featured the Dixie Hummingbirds and the Harmonizing Four. We have done many quartets, but tonight, of course, it would not be complete if we did not talk about one particular quartet that has stood, the quartet that has been around for a very long time. They have been innovators in the music genre. They have traveled all over the world. They are known by most people who are traditional African-American music lovers. I'm talking about none other than the Brooklyn All-Stars. Formed in Brooklyn, New York in 1950, the quartet singer and furniture entrepreneur Charlie Story formed the Brooklyn All-Stars, included Story, Charlie Story, Johnny Moore, Jesse Valentin, and Thomas Spann, now renowned for this resonant bass, his bass voice. Spann sung baritone at first, but Story persuaded him to try the bass part. A relationship with New York gospel promoter Joe Bostic helped Story land the Brooklyn All-Stars a regular spot on Bostic's radio program on radio station WLIB. The quartet also appeared on gospel programs hosted by Thurman Ruth and Professor Alfred Miller. But by 1956, Story found it difficult to manage the Brooklyn All-Stars and his furniture business at the same time. He turned the rights of all the Brooklyn All-Stars' name over to Thomas Spann, who repopulated the quartet with three members of the Singing Stars of Lewisburg, North Carolina. Lead tenor Harvey Clifton, his brother Maurice Clifton, and Nathaniel Cook. The Brooklyn All-Stars first recorded professionally in February 1958 for Peacock Records. By this time, the quartet comprised of Thomas Spann, Hardy Clifton, Nathaniel Cook, Jake Holman, Herbert Robinson, Eddie Lester on guitar. Their Peacock singles include Careless Soul, Singing for the Lord, sold enough to earn them quartet of national touring and spots along such great gospel quartets as the Dixie Hummingbirds, the Soul Stirrers, and the Sensational Nightingales. Dixie Hummingbird and the Sensational Nightingales often had the Brooklyn All-Stars on their programs with them. This group has been an innovator in the gospel genre for a long time, and if I'm not mistaken, they are still singing today. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who know them and those who have never heard of them, the Brooklyn All-Stars.
Jesus died. Oh yes, he did. Died on the cross. Oh Lord, I know he died. Oh yes, he died. Let the whole world free. Oh Lord, but he died. Do you believe he died? Let the whole world free. Oh yes, said he would. Oh Lord, in
talk about quartet, gospel quartet music. We're talking about a genre of music that began in the southeastern part of the United States. That's where they got the name the Quartet Gospel, being the members of a certain amount. But they were known mostly in the southern eastern part of the United States. Originally an all-male tenor-led baritone quartet made up and with strong harmonies. Southern gospel and music where lyrics were written to express either personal or a communal faith regarding biblical teaching and Christian life, as well in the terms of various music styles. It also gave them a alternative to mainstream secular music. It had that blues rock style to it. And it was a very productive sound for the radio industry. Many of the white radio stations made their fortunes playing African-American, traditional African-American gospel music. And so it was with the Brooklyn All-Stars. In the early 60s, Reverend Thomas Spann and Harold Austin, owner of a gospel bookstore in Brooklyn, formed the Gospel Recording Company, under which the Brooklyn All-Stars released several singles and their first LP. By this time, the quartet veteran Paul Owens had joined the group, and so did Sam Thomas, a former member of the original Charlie Story All-Stars. The Brooklyn All-Stars recorded for a number of labels in the 1980s, including Atlanta International, and took their traditional sound to ports of call throughout the world. They eventually moved their headquarters from Brooklyn, New York, to Greensboro, North Carolina, where they set up shop, bringing gospel back to its original roots in the South, where it is especially cherished. In the 90s, Reverend Spann repopulated the group with Jerry Irvin, Garrison Pettiford, Johnny Scott, William Martin. And this great group won a strong string of awards. They were known in particular for this particular song.
done, Jesus. You took everything that was so dear, so dear to me. While you did that, Lord, all I could do was stand there.
Stars on the banks of Jordan. You're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Go there. We have a lot of information about Gospel Gold. Perhaps you may have a suggestion for Gospel Gold, or you may have a suggestion for a program or a request. You can leave your request in the comment section there at Gospel Gold at the Facebook page. You can also email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. You can email us there as well. One of the things that we like to do on Gospel Gold, we like to talk about the various different styles of traditional African-American gospel music, and we ask you to tune in every Monday. We know that we cannot give the Brooklyn All-Stars or any of these great, great gospel artists the due time that is necessary in our program. But what we try to do each Monday night is to bring you a sampling of the greatness of our people through the celebration of traditional African-American gospel music. It has been such a large part of our lives. It has been there for us through the thick and through the thin. And so what we try to do is just give you a sampling of what that sound was like, to keep that sound alive. It is the sound of our people. It is the sound of traditional African-American gospel music. Now, when we talk about quartet groups, we're talking about groups out, and there were many who were out there, who were traveling the road at that time. You had the Swan Silvertones, Reverend Julius Cheeks and the Sensational Nightingales, Archie Brownlee and the Five Blind Boys of Mississippi. I'm going to play a little bit of them in before we go out tonight. And Ira Tucker and the Dixie Hummingbirds. All of these groups, just to name a few, were traveling the road at that time. And they were bringing that style of gospel, that radio style that was so familiar on radio. They were bringing that style live to performances all over the country. And people got a chance to hear that. And it was a very moving sound, in that it took the spiritual level of our people to a different level. And so this is something that has always been a part of our lives. Let's listen again to the Brooklyn All-Stars. People, get ready.
Oh,
programs here at Gospel Gold are archived. You can go to the Facebook page at any time, and you can find the event on the Facebook page and click on that particular program, and it will take you to that link. And you can hear all of the programs that we have done here on Gospel Gold. I received an email just shortly from a young man who heard the program long time coming. It was a program that we did earlier this year, probably I think around maybe around May or the first part of June. I'm not sure. But he wrote a wonderful email here on that program. He talked about the fact that the program featured Reverend Milton Brunson. And we talked about his work and the work that he did in the choir field and how he was an innovator in the choir field. And this young man who had heard of him, but he had never actually listened to him and the music that he wrote, a great songwriter, great spiritual man, great spiritual songwriter. And he had never heard or studied him or found out any information about him. And because of Gospel Gold, he tuned into that program. It's called Long Time Coming. You can find it on the Facebook page. And he said he heard the history of Reverend Milton Brunson, and he found out more about him, and he began to add him to his music library. Many young people have a lot of contemporary gospel, and they don't have a lot of traditional gospel in their library. And perhaps some of them who listen to Gospel Gold hear some of these artists that we play, and they like their music. And that's one of the other reasons why Gospel Gold is here, to introduce and reintroduce to those who may never have heard of these great artists. I think also on that program, we featured Brother Ron Winans of the famous Winans family. I talked about how the family is a family that is uniquely talented. Each one of them is uniquely talented in their own right as artists, and what they all bring to the gospel field and the various dimensions in the siblings as they have brought their music full front. And one of them, I wanted to separate the brother Ronald, and I talked about him and his history, and we listened to some of his music. So I thank you so much, brother. I'm not going to call your name out, but I thank you so much for, you know who you are. You're from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you for listening to the program, Long Time Coming. And we hope that you will continue to listen to Gospel Gold. Tell some people down in Chattanooga that Gospel Gold is on. I don't know exactly what time it is in your time zone, but it's 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here. I am in North Carolina. And perhaps you have to do the math in your particular time zone. But I thank you so much for that wonderful email. Let's get back to the Brooklyn All-Stars one more time with We Need God.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. So remember this. that today. God is God all by himself. Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
We hope you have enjoyed our feature, the Brooklyn All-Stars. Go out and get some of that good music from this great, fantastic group that is still, if I'm not mistaken, still singing today. They have recorded over some 40 albums. So you can surely find some in your record stores or you can order it online. But it will richly address your music library. It will broaden it. And you will enjoy the great music of the Brooklyn All-Stars. There is some great resources for gospel music, and I always want to pass on that those resources. You do know that there is a gospel music museum in Atlanta, Georgia. The website is www.gospelmusicmuseum, all one word, gospelmusicmuseum.com. There you can go there and you can see the history of gospel music. You can see the history of some of the artists, or a lot of the artists there. It talks about the struggle that they went through, particularly in the early years, trying to find venues and then being able to travel the highways safely. Many of them travel with traveling men, and they were helped by those who traveled, and they had safe houses and places that they could go, because they weren't allowed to stay in hotels, weren't allowed to change their clothes in the dressing rooms. They had to change their clothes in their cars and things like that. You will see a lot of things there. Go to the Gospel Music Museum in Atlanta, Georgia, if you have a chance to go there. I've had a chance to go there once, but it's the www.gospelmusicmuseum.com. And then there is another resource called the Association of Religion and Intellectual Life at the New York Library. You can find a lot about traditional African-American gospel music there. It is a great resource for that. There is another book I want to tell you about called Songsters and Saints by Paul Oliver. Paul Oliver called Songsters and Saints. These are great resources if you want to know more about African-American gospel music, and you will be enlightened as to some of the early pioneers and brought up to the modern day people who are still singing today. They're very good resources if you are a gospel music lover, if you're a traditional African-American gospel music lover. Many people who are not necessarily gospel music lovers will like traditional African-American gospel music because of its rhythm and because of its adversity. It is a living experience, always changing, always giving, always becoming that which God has endowed upon a great and powerful people. There's never been a time when gospel music has not been a part of our lives and the lives of the world. Some of the most beautiful music and stimulating songs have been written because of the African-American experience. This is what gospel music is all about. Our theme tonight was Quartet Night. We always enjoy Quartet Night. It's a good night. I hope that you will continue to listen to Gospel Gold as we do our various programs. But it's Quartet Night tonight, and let's Let's play a little bit more quartet, and then we may have to sign out. We're going to go with the Blind Boys.
Just like the blind man said one day, son,
I saw the
light. Yes, I did.
Time is a little bit up. We're cutting it a little short tonight, but I ask you to go to our Facebook page. There you will find such programs as I Won't Be Silent Anymore. You'll find a program there called Leading the Hymn. You'll find another program, Don't Get Weary. Go to the Facebook page there, and you will find a lot of programs that we have done here on Gospel Gold. We want you to tell someone about Gospel Gold so that they will be able to tune in every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you too can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We have a Cash App. It's Gospel Gold, one word with the two G's, capital. Gospel Gold, one word with the two G's, capital. That's the Cash App. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold, and we can continue this great program and this great discussion as it pertains to traditional African-American gospel music. We pray that you have a good week this week, that you tune in next Monday night for another edition of Gospel Gold. We hope you have a great week. God bless you.
Well, buddy,
I'd like to be.
All alone.
I'd like to be
all alone by myself sometimes. And listen to me, Sarah Dee.
I'd like to be
all alone.
I
get a chance to
tell God
about my trouble.
Well,
I'm all alone. And I'd just like to tell you this little
Sarah song.
I just love to sing.
While
I'm all alone.
Would you believe that song?
I just love to sing.
I love to sing.
While I'm all alone by myself sometimes. Now listen to their song. I just love to sing.
I love to sing.
While I'm all alone.
I get a chance to tell
God
about my trouble while I'm all alone. And I want to tell you another thing. Listen, would you believe there are prayers? I just like to pray while I'm all alone. Listen to me, turn on that there prayer. I just like to pray while I'm all alone by myself sometimes. I can always feel a way and say a prayer. But I like to pray while I'm all alone. The reason why
I can tell God,
I can tell God, He's a friend above all other sounds.
I can feel a way, get out of my knees.
I said, Jesus, you know all about me. You know when my burden get heavy,
when my sins deceive me.
Every now and then, while I'm all alone. I can tell God.
Tell God.
Yes, I can. I wish I had somebody to help me tell God.
Tell God.